Hello, this is Sandra from Very Good Dream Podcast again. This is the final guest in the second season of this popular podcast. Daniela Luz, do I pronounce it right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
In short, she's a retreat leader, a mindfulness mentor and experienced yoga and meditation teacher, and based in Portugal. Tell something about yourself, Daniela. Welcome in the podcast. I'm very happy to have you as a guest.
Hi, Sandra, and thank you so much for this invitation. It's a pleasure to be here with you, sharing and spreading the word about beautiful things, meaningful possibilities to have a different, meaningful lifestyle.
Yeah, very important because people are so stressed nowadays.
That's right. Yeah. And that's my intervention here.
Yeah.
To, as I experienced in my past, much stress to a very intense work as a manager of a center for special with children with special needs.
Okay.
So it was very intense by that time. Mm-hmm. And I experienced really intense stressing times and exhaustion. And by going to a retreat, a yoga mindfulness retreat, I kind of found myself back again.
Okay.
And I understood that I needed to learn more about it.
Yeah.
And take care of myself, take care of my mind.
And be able to teach others what you had learned.
Yes, it was so important to me, what I learned there, that I wanted to learn more, and I just dived myself in many retreats, monasteries, Buddhist monasteries. By that time it was in Sydney. And then I dived myself into sabbatic here in Asia.
So you've been around the world?
Yes.
And how long ago was this? How long ago?
It was in 2000 and I dived deep into it. It was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Due to my career, not issues, but I was having a really very difficult time managing my stress. And I started to get more serious about it by that time. And then I was doing retreats. I was attending retreats for about 2 years. And then I decided to change my life and go and take a full year of that experience in 2015.
That's quite a big step.
Yes.
And was your life very different from your life now?
Yes. Well, I was always very interested in to get to know myself mm-hmm. more and to get deep into this kind of self-development.
Yeah.
I was always very interested in that. But by that time, I was more driven by my career. I was a social worker.
Yeah.
And as a manager, you know, you need to show yourself to be consistent, to have, you need to be a good leader. You need also, you have a lot of people under your supervision and you need to provide, you need to be the safe place also for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was 24 hours, 7 days a week with my phone, always being very busy, running from meeting to meeting, attending to the family's needs, to everyone's needs, except mine.
Myself. Yeah. People tend to do that, especially women, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be the saviors of the world.
Yeah, we are the saviors.
And then I noticed that I was completely drained, and to take care of others, you need to take care of yourself, really. And my life was different in that sense because my sleep was not good at all. When you have many things in your mind, you cannot sleep. You cannot sleep well, at least, or with a good quality.
I know.
I was very young, and I even had like back pain from stress. It was like muscle pain.
Yeah.
So I found myself like being very poorly. Feeling poorly. Yeah.
And not being yourself.
No, not being myself at all. And just giving time to myself, pausing into this and looking for myself and looking at my shadow and what I needed to work on. It was very releasing.
Yeah.
It was kind of a reset, to reset the mind. Because after that, my life was never the same anymore.
Yeah.
I started to really take care of myself mentally and emotionally, because we sometimes, when our life is too busy, we just want to do things, do, and it's not to be, it's more to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
And then I felt the need to share with the children I was working with, like autistic children, because they have like a different sense of feeling life.
Yeah, their emotions are very different, I think.
Yeah, and they are very sensorial, and they really enjoy the experience. And then I started to share also with the parents, with the team.
Okay.
And I started to see also differences in them.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I started to do like a different kind of meetings, more mindful meetings.
Yeah.
And then there was a time that I felt the need to contract a mindfulness facilitator to also provide guidance to them.
Oh, wow.
And from then on, I decided with more time, I decided to take time for myself, take a full year. It was for myself. It was not like I'm going to become a meditation teacher or...
No, you just grew into that.
Yes, I just flew into that with life.
And what about your personal life?
Personal life?
Because you as a person, because this is how you became what you are now, but you're also a mother.
Yes. Well, I can say that I'm an enthusiast for life.
Mm-hmm.
I love life. I love nature. And I always loved children, and I worked in the past with children as well. And at the moment, I'm a mother of a 2-year-old boy, Gabriel. And it actually, when I became a mother, it actually changed my perspective on seeing life, and it also changed quite a few things within me.
I can imagine. Because everything you learned before your pregnancy, that could you implement that afterwards? Because your life changed. Because when you get a baby, your life changes. Mm-hmm. So did also what you learned, did that change also? Or your perspective on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, I really got some moments as a mother, like very tired. And I think for those who are mothers, you can feel like exhaustion at some point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And also my lifestyle also changed as expected.
Of course.
So I started to apply even more what I learned, especially breathing. Breathing techniques to help me to calm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to see that maybe it was not enough. Maybe I needed to add something else. Maybe I needed to get some fresh air. And also one thing that it really changed, it's very simple, it clicked on, was that we don't need to be so complex and ask so much out of ourselves to take time or to nourish ourselves. Sometimes to be like I used to do 1 hour of meditation daily before that. It's not possible anymore.
No. No. Maybe in a couple of years when he's out of the house.
So what I learned before, I was getting very frustrated because my lifestyle changed and all those kind of habits that I thought that I could manage to have implemented in my life, they also changed. So I had to simplify life and simplify even these kind of tools, you know. Some days meditation is to go, or with me, with him as well, to the beach and just pay attention to the sound of the waves, to the smell of the air, and just notice the sand on your skin, and him being playful all around, and that's also meditation.
Yeah.
This is actually mindfulness.
Yeah.
To be fully present.
Yeah.
And when I got that click, like a real click, that was very releasing, and it was a relief also for me.
Yeah, because I think you must have felt like a guilt, feeling of guilt, because you couldn't do what you always wanted to do or did.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because your life has changed so much, you needed to do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing the same, but in a different way. And it still it still has as much value as it did,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I can say that I was very disciplined in my routines.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a ritual, like doing some yoga or some meditation, or some days I would do meditation, or some days I would do more yoga. And now I just need to accept, to accept that my life, my lifestyle changed.
Yeah.
And actually it feels very good to shorten the routines or to change it to another kind of way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay as well.
Yeah, yeah, because that fits you now, mm-hmm. how your life is now.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits your baby as well, of course.
Oh, yes, he loves it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Mustn't have crying babies. Well, you have a business, Lust Retreats, it's called.
Yes.
Is it based in the Holy Algarve, or is it where do you give your retreats?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use fixed places or
different
places?
So my retreats. So I do also partnerships with other groups and also other businesses, but it's basically it's in the Algarve, more in let's say in Ferragudo, Carvoeiro, near Olhos d'Água, Albufeira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and but it can be worldwide in the future. I want it to, as I have a lot of experience living overseas.
Yeah.
I want to do also in the future. Now I have a son to take care.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying also to be here in contact with my roots, because I'm Portuguese.
Yeah.
I'm actually from Lagoa.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying to be here to recreate my roots back again.
Yeah.
And then in the future, worldwide.
Yeah.
But yes, I partner with different organizations as well.
Yeah, because I saw on your website, because you have a retreat coming in June.
Yes.
And you work with several different people who are all with different expertise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in that specific retreat, it's called Revitalize and Reconnect Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the aim for it. So it will be in June, near Albufeira, Olhos d'Água.
Yeah.
And it's actually in the villa in front of the ocean.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it's a private villa that I rented.
Yeah.
So it's actually to have a small environment, so people can feel more that the experience is more personalized.
Yeah.
So it's to target more stress. We want to target more stress management, anxiety release, to help also to provide tools to take outside, not only where you can benefit there, to reset your mind, to detox your body, to expand your life, but also to take it back home to apply a few different tips
in your daily practical
life.
And do you and your clients, they are entrepreneurs or? Just entrepreneurs.
Not only just entrepreneurs, but most of them are entrepreneurs, managers, CEOs, people with very busy lifestyles.
Yeah.
Very busy lifestyle, and they want to reconnect with themselves and to find some centerment to manage their life, but also to manage their business and to create focus, because also something that mindfulness, yoga, meditation does as an effect is to create or to induct you into more focus and connection with yourself and with your purpose, to be more yourself.
Yeah. And do they keep coming back, or do you have like a repeat retreat? Because this is a couple of days, I think.
This
like
will be
days?
Four days.
4 days?
Three nights. Okay. So I will do it on from Thursday to Sunday. So if you are, let's say, if you are working, you can just take 2 days off to reconnect with yourself, and then you do the weekend as well.
And do you repeat that after a couple of months, that they come back?
Yes,
we'll
have another one in September.
Okay.
Very similar to that one.
Yeah.
And after that one, what we do is to keep the connection with the group, and to give mentorship, so to see how are they dealing in life with the tools they've got in, and about the team that we have. So we have a very talented team. So it's not only me facilitating the sessions. Mm-hmm. We have a naturopath, which is going to provide some tips on how to sleep better, to show some kind of herbs or herbal teas that can induce sleep. We also have a sound healer that is actually a professional musician that is sound healer and is with a lot of experience to provide like deep relaxation, to help me with the deep relaxation sessions that we will have in the evening.
Yeah.
So the evenings are all like managed to help you to go to sleep and to have a very quiet and good quality of sleep. And then also we have two chefs, vegetarian chefs, that are they are very experienced, and one is more for like desserts and snacks, and the other one is more for like the nutritious meals.
Oh, it sounds so interesting. I think I will join you in June.
Please do.
I'm here, so why not?
We have a team for each day.
Yeah.
And the food and all the activities are prepared for each theme that is conducted from the beginning to the end. We start with intention, then the second day is detoxification of your emotions, of your mind, of your body, like the food. Also yoga will be like very relaxing for the liver meridians as well. Like everything is very well thought of it. And then the third day will be for the heart and the vision expansion, to expand your creativity, to make peace with yourself. We will have like a cacao ceremony to open your heart center, your emotions. And then the last day will be the manifestation day, where we're going to create a commitment to help to manifest our deepest desires or our intentions that we worked on the retreat outside. Because to me, it's what matters most, is to bring what we've learned, what we worked on the retreat, to bring it, to apply into our daily life. Because it impacted me, so I just feel that it's too good to not to be shared.
No, I can't tell. But do you still have places that can be filled for this retreat?
Yes. Actually, it's a very small retreat, but it's actually, we still have a few places.
And where do people need to apply if they want to go?
So if you go to my website, luzretreats.com, L-U-Z, which is my surname, luzretreats.com, you can see the options for the rooms. You can see also the beautiful view and the environment you will be setting in.
Yeah.
And you can either contact me on WhatsApp, or you can fill up the form that is on the website.
Well, I saw the pictures, dear listeners. It's amazing.
Thank you. It's created with all my love.
Yeah. Yes. Now, but you can tell. You can tell. And the way you talk about it, I can feel the love already. Yeah. And I'm a big manifestation fan. So, the law of attraction has no secrets for me. It's and I'm doing my meditation also every morning.
That's amazing.
And also what you told me, because I changed it too, because, and now I'm aware of the, I'm more aware of the things around me. So I go to the, every weekend I go to the beach and then I sniff up the air and I listen to the sounds of the sea. Mm-hmm. So that gives me also very much relaxation.
Yeah.
Still not enough because I don't sleep well as well. But that's a different, that's for another podcast. So back to you. So how do you see your future in the next 2 years for your company and for yourself?
Well, this is a very good question. I was working.
Well, this is a very good podcast, you know.
Yes, I see. I was actually talking about this today.
Oh, okay, really?
Yes, the law of attraction and manifestation.
Wow.
So I see myself like doing more and more retreats, maybe expanding worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
But in a very meaningful and mindful way. It's like not having too many, but also just enjoying each of them and with pauses in between, which is also good for me to take pauses in between. And I'm a student of life, so I keep learning and taking courses. So in 2 years' time, I'm sure I will be in a different level.
So what are your expectations? What do you think? Or what is your goal? Because you have dreams as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what is your dream?
My dream is actually to grow Luz Retreats so much that I just do retreats, and I even facilitate trainings on how to do retreats.
Oh, okay.
How to train people to do retreats.
Yeah, so train the trainer.
Yes. At the moment, I do
teach the teacher.
Yes. At the moment, I do teacher trainings, but it's more for yoga or meditation.
Yeah.
And so in 2 years' time, I believe that my experience will be expanded for sure.
Of course, yeah.
And that would be a good dream to feel also relaxed, also not not too tired or exhausted from work, because also I try my best to keep the balance.
Of course, you have to take care of yourself as well.
But to train the train.
Yeah.
Retreat leaders.
Wow. Yeah. That's very good. But for you as a person in 2 years.
So where does
Daniela want to be?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a more difficult question.
But talking about yourself is not something that everybody wants to do. No.
I would like to spend more time overseas again.
Okay.
So I would like to spend like some half of the time here in Portugal and half of the time maybe in a different country. I'm not sure which one yet.
Well, I think you have something in your mind already where you want to be.
Well,
but then you take your family with you, of course.
Yes, no, this is with my family.
Yeah.
This is with my family. But it's actually a dream that we have, I have also with my partner.
Yeah.
That because we lived 5 years in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also spent some time in Asia with me. So we always saw that maybe we can have half of the time somewhere and half of the time
back in Portugal.
Because it's also, we like to be in Portugal.
Yeah.
Here is sunny.
To be home. Yeah.
Yes. And be in contact with our family.
Yeah. And your partner is Portuguese as well?
He's Portuguese as well.
Yeah.
Yes. From Portimão.
Yeah. That's close by. And Gabriel.
And Gabriel is
And what does he think about what his mother is doing? Well, he's two, so he doesn't have any opinion, maybe. I don't know.
Yes, babies and animals, they are very sensitive.
Yes.
And I can see when he sees me happy, he's also very calm.
Yeah.
But
does he pick up something from what you're doing?
Actually, sometimes I try to apply with him, like the breath. Okay, just Gabriel, breathe in, breathe out, and he's like, he doesn't understand, but he's very, he's very cute. He sometimes when he does see me doing yoga, he he just tries to imitate.
Yeah.
So cute.
Oh, really?
And he actually does it quite well.
Oh, really?
The meditation, it's something that he comes and he sits on my lap.
Yeah.
Then he's just calm.
Yeah.
But it's something that we, you know, when we are calm and when we are, it's not only calm, but when we are happy or tranquil or balanced, they can sense.
They can sense that, yeah. True.
The same way when we are stressed, because I'm also human, it's the only difference is in between other people is that I have some tools as a resource that I can use it. But
yeah.
I also go through some stress.
Of course,
and some
anxiety. You're not a robot.
No. It's just that I have more tools, but he can sense as well when we feel. And I talk to him. I also talk to him about that, and I try to explain to him how things are.
Okay. And he understands already?
I'm not sure, but he still understands, and his subconscious mind.
Yeah,
also.
He will put it somewhere in his head, and then it will come up someday.
Yes, up to 3 years, they are they are always sponges. But in this time, they are very. We need to be very conscious about that they are very like big sponges.
Yeah. They pick up everything. Yeah,
it's all in their subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So I try also to be mindful about it. And aware of it.
Yeah.
To provide the best I can.
Yeah. I think you will do a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, 30 minutes go by very quickly.
It's already been...
No, not yet. But I always ask, the last question I always ask my guests is if they can say something inspirational, especially for the listeners of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Oh, wow.
I read a very inspirational quote of Tony Robbins on your website.
Yes. Please.
I love that, but I want to hear it from you. I want to hear your inspirational quote.
Well,
so by Daniela Lush.
By Daniela Lush. It's maybe it's not a quote, but maybe a tip.
Mm-hmm.
We always ask too much out of ourselves.
True.
And this is just a disclaimer. I only can teach what I've been through, and it's the most important thing for me to teach. It's not about teaching, it's the experience, and to share the experience, and then, you know, people also feel that they are not alone in this journey. So it's important to pay attention to our self-talk. Very important. Yeah. And this is actually mindfulness, to understand, to pay attention to how you talk to yourself, it's not only to other people, but to yourself especially, because when you stop and you really pay attention to what you are thinking about yourself, or asking too much, or not even enjoying or being grateful, it's just too much, it's too draining.
Yeah.
So it's very important to pay attention to what we say to ourselves, to be mindful about it, to create a space where you watch with no judgment, where you watch yourself with no judgment. With observation comes awareness.
Yeah. Yeah.
With awareness comes transformation.
Yeah.
And this is very important to me.
I'll write him down. I write him down. I like this one. With observation becomes awareness.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
When we watch, we can be aware, and we can only change what we are aware of.
Yeah, true.
And it's like when you get awareness of something, it's like, I got it. I see it. And then you can even just by doing this, you are already changing something, your perspective.
Yeah.
So my tip is to take a moment to yourself, even 1 minute, be present. Okay, this is too much, but be present and take care of yourself, and when you watch your thoughts, you become aware of them.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you. And being grateful, paying attention to the beauty that is around you, and the most important, the beauty that lies
within yourself.
Within yourself.
Mm.
That's the most important part. part.
Well, with I think with this very inspirational quote, we have to end the podcast because the figures are already in red. So thank you, listeners, for being here and join us in this in this last podcast of season two. We'll see you in season, or we'll listen to you in season three. And hope to see you then. Bye bye.